Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Sean says, my guys, you're mayor for a day without any repercussions. What are your plans?
No repercussions?
No repercussions.
I just kill people.
Okay.
I just take care of people I don't like.
Let's do the thought exercise without actually just hitting the, like, I nuke half of the world.
All right. Well, then,
okay.
Are we playing or are we playing? What are we doing?
I think I would probably, I have to think of a few intersections that I hate in Columbus, but I would just instantly say mayoral decree, we're redoing this one. Like there's
all right, I'll give you
plenty of those.
I know I'm going to upset some people.
Okay.
But I don't care. All bike lanes gone. Dead.
Why?
Because I want more room for cars.
But what's wrong with the bikes?
They take up my space. Dead.
But then if they're on the road, I actually like the bike lanes because it keeps them out of the way of the cars. Like, I hate it when I have a bike on the road with me.
First of all, that's part one of my plan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The second part is my plan is it is perfectly legal to run over cyclists. Just take them out.
All right. This is your plan, not mine. I respect the cyclists. Good for you. Now, I do have a problem, though. I would enforce the laws that should be on the books that say if you're a cyclist and you hit a red light and you're in the car lane.
Oh, no, they're special bone.
No.
They want to be treated like cars, but they don't want to actually have to follow the rules of the road.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're sitting at a bike lane and you're in a bike lane or you're on the regular road, doesn't matter, and you hit a red light and you're sitting there like, oh, no one's coming, and just bloop.
No,
just
they'll
go right
look
through.
At you and scream, I got the right of way, as during a red light, they're just weaving in between
people.
Yeah,
that's where I feel like if you're going to ride with the cars, then act like a car. Now, if you're on a bike path, then totally different. There's no stoplights there. Do what you need to do. But even on the bike paths, they definitely have stop signs because sometimes you come into little intersections.
I would also bring back the original downtown Wendy's location.
Oh, that's good.
I would remodel it just
like
it used to be.
Yep.
And that's what I would have, a little nostalgia trip down there.
I
miss that place.
I like that a lot. I think that's really good. I have no notes on that. That's excellent. Let's see. Man's droopy sack, says my guys.
It is super droopy.
It is?
Oh, my God.
It's not even that hot out. It's like,
well, that is... First of all...
I thought it was because it was hot. When it gets hot, it gets real droopy.
It's age-related.
Oh, I see.
And it gets worse. Every year, it's getting worse.
Yeah, you're like the rings of a tree. And just stretch out your sack.
How old is this guy? Well, let's measure how droopy his sack is.
Let's measure the bat wing. Let's go. Let's see how it's doing. Any movie scenes guaranteed to make you cry? For him, he says Paul Walker's send-off in the Fast and Furious series gets me every time. I have lots of these.
There's the, hey, Dad, you want to have a catch from Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
You know, that's not even just cry. That's ball.
Oh, well.
Like, I just blubber and lose control.
Yes. The entire ending of It's a Wonderful Life, I know you hate that movie.
I hate that movie.
But the ending of that, where from the moment where he finds Zuzu's petals and, like, pulls those out, and then the whole scene where all the town comes in, they're dropping money in the hat, and then they get the telegram, and he wires them all this money. He's like, hee-haw and Merry Christmas. Bawling. I am uncontrollably sobbing in that one.
Nobody saw this movie, but there is a movie called My Life with Michael Keaton and Nicole Kidman.
I don't even recall seeing the jacket for this movie on like a VHS tape.
Where she is pregnant with their first child and he finds out that he has terminal cancer.
Oh, God. Okay.
So it's all about making amends with his family and preparing for this new baby that's coming into the world while he knows he's about to die.
Jeez.
And so there's a scene at the end, near the end of that movie, right when he's in bad shape and about to kick it, where the circus comes to his backyard.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm just saying, if you don't just lose control watching that movie,
sure.
I don't know what to tell you.
You know, one that this is a Disney movie that gets me every time, Coco. If you've not watched
Coco. I've not seen Coco.
Coco is good. It's all about a little boy who wants to become a musician, and the family doesn't want him to become a musician. And meanwhile, he's got a grandma, Grandma Coco, and he is, you know, he doesn't want anything to do with the family, right? He wants to do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Finds out he travels into the world where all like the dead people live, in the in between kind of world. And so he's there and he finds out something about his family that inspires him to keep making music. So then he comes back to the regular world and he sings this song to grandma. And oh man, when he starts singing that song, I cannot stop. It's tears. I could tear up right now if I actually thought of this song anymore.
Well, that's
I would tear up. No, I'm telling you, that's how powerful that little scene is for me. When it starts happening and we're watching with the kids, I just have to lean back, look straight up in the air, and just, all right, this is fine. This, because I just don't want to answer the questions like, why are you crying? I mean, the answer is I'm crying because it's a touching scene, but it gets me every single
time.
Don't
be afraid to cry.
I'm not afraid to cry.
Embrace the emotion.
I mean, I also cry at like some commercials when there's like enough.
Well, my wife cries at every commercial.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that have gotten
any commercial where it's like, my wife cries in restaurants.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about where she sees like a lonely man sitting there.
She sees like an old person eating by themselves. I mean, this could be, she has no idea who this person is. Could be the worst person in the world.
Right.
Right? This guy could have been abusive to his entire family, and that's why he's 80 and eating by himself because his entire family hates him. But all she thinks is, he's alone, and his wife is dead, and he's eating by himself. And she'll sit there and openly cry.
Yeah.
To where people start looking at me like what are you saying to this woman? Are you abusing this woman?
Right.
I tell her, I say, please stop.
Yeah.
But she's gotten to the point where she's wanted to invite people to eat with us. And I said, yeah. Look, they're here. They're out.
Right.
That's the thing, is that if they were shut-ins in their home, that's one thing. This person has decided to go out and eat.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to cheer her up, you could say, hey, there are lots of people who are much younger than like 80 who also have had people die that they cared about. You're not crying for them, are you? Right? Just bring it back. Just say, you know, every time this is someone sitting alone in a restaurant, might be because their spouse is dead. Or it could just be because they're out on a day where they just have nothing to do and they stopped in to get a bite.
If there's a Walgreens commercial where like a home healthcare worker is picking up a prescription for someone, she loses it.
Really?
Yeah, she cries at commercials.
Because of someone bringing a prescription to a person?
They're old and they need help.
Yeah, I get it.
I hope you feel this way when it's time for you to wipe my ass, which is coming soon. Have you looked
at
me?
That might be more of a weight thing than an age thing,
well,
but
whatever.
I get it. Right, either way.
I'm still helpless. What's the difference? Is it the old we're worried about or the helpless we're worried about?
True enough. Right, true enough. Bill says my guys. You have 2 hours on In the Kitchen with David to sell your own handmade recipes. What is it, and how would you try to sell it?
Well, this has to be something that's easily packaged, right? I mean, we have to look at the logistics
of
this.
Are we talking about, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, are you selling a recipe book, or you've made the thing, and you're just selling the product?
Because
I don't know which
different.
One he's talking about.
Okay, if it's recipe book. Because they do that sometimes, where they sell the recipe books and they have,
right.
like, you know, a collection of eight
okay.
of the
sure.
favorites of the book out there, and they talk about them and eat them and
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
If it's just one product that I'm selling, trying to think of something that's easy to ship, probably meatballs.
Oh, you've got
it. I make a good meatball that's probably easy to, I know it's easy to freeze,
because
I
you
do
know
freeze them.
What I'm voting for is your chocolate chip cookie
recipe.
Oh, well,
I didn't think about that.
You got it. Your chocolate chip cookies. I'm telling you right
now,
I don't
want to.
I made
a batch a couple weeks ago. It was the best batch I ever made.
Listen, I don't want to get in trouble with the cookie royalty in this city, but I'll tell you this right now. There's a lot of people who have their names on cookies, and they're very, very good. I've had your chocolate chip cookie. I'd put it up against anything that this city has made as far as chocolate chip cookies go.
I have had people text me and tweet me and say, please give me the recipe for the cookie. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm going to be that douchebag guy.
What's every man has his price?
I can't.
Ted DiBiase.
I can't do it.
Ted DiBiase Jr. says every man has 125 years in jail. But what is the price for you, Mr. Money's no object. I'd say someone comes to you and says $2 million.
For me to give you the recipe?
$2 million.
For me to actually make cookies and bring them to you?
No, no, no. $2 million, you abandon all rights to the recipe. It's $2 million. We take the recipe. We make the cookies. Maybe the recipe doesn't get out there. Maybe we post it and who cares?
But it's $2 million?
They're giving you $2
million. I'll give you the recipe and lick a knob.
Okay.
I don't care. For $2 million.
All right, 10 grand.
No.
Okay. 100 grand.
Who's paying me? Is it the Saudis?
No. It's C. Kruger.
You know what? She's got her own money.
Okay. So no.
Go, no.
So no?
No.
100 grand?
No. She's got her own cash.
Half a mil.
Go
half
make
a,
your own.
Half a mil.
We'll talk.
The Keebler elves are calling. They say, we want to make this cookie. Or we actually, you know what it is? They're going to buy it and squash it. They're going to make sure no one makes this cookie because it's putting them out of business.
Even better.
Right. So then it's half a mil.
It lives on. People will say, you remember that cookie? Too bad we can't make it anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's the weird thing because they could buy your recipe and then be like, sweet. And you could just make the cookies
the
anyway.
The recipe is lost to history.
You'd still be able to make the cookies if you wanted to.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.